Well, hey, what's going on? I'm Mo.
And I'm J.O.
You're listening to Mojo and the Outsiders podcast, brought to you by Backwoods Adventure Mods.
Hey guys, and on this episode today, we're just talking about Toyota Jamboree,
Texas.
Texas. Basically, our time there, hung out with a bunch of customers, did some wheeling, got to take some
A lot of
sweet,
fun.
yeah, dude, got to take some sweet rips in a Tacoma that I thought was gonna kill us. Yeah, guys, stay tuned. We'll listen to some sweet music, and we'll get back
Dun,
after
dun,
it.
dun, dun, dun. All right, man. How about that solo guitar right there?
Oh, dude.
Dude, you're
solo.
Good, man. You nailed that.
Yeah, so we actually do the music for that.
Oh, yeah. I do it in my garage. Mo's totally lying. Do not let him lie to you.
Well, I do the music. I mean, we go through a audio selection and we select. So we kind of do.
We did it.
Some would call me an audio engineer.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Well, how about that Texas Jamboree?
Dude, it was awesome.
So good. Actually not hot and actually not dusty. So
and actually
crazy.
We had real beds.
We did.
Yeah.
So it was good all the way around.
Well, and like for my first time going, I was super glad that the weather was not as bad as what everybody tells me.
You got spoiled.
Yeah,
honestly.
You
I
really
did.
did do it right.
I'm screwed next year. Like next year I will probably have the hottest day ever. And that'll be payback. But I was super glad that the weather was awesome.
Dude, it was so good, man. I mean, such a good show. I say that, but I mean, the day we pulled in there, what day? We left Wednesday, I guess, here afternoon or whatever, and we had to drive through this terrible storm. I didn't even know it rained like that in Texas.
Oh, my gosh, man.
I mean, pouring,
So, it was.
I mean, when we got to the show, there wasn't even anybody to be found. We went to drop off our swag. Everybody was kind of hunkered down. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
We kind of drove to the tent, did some honks.
Nobody well, we initially around. We tried to get there early to drop off all of our giveaway prizes.
Yeah,
was pretty comical because I mean they were just as we ship them right, cardboard,
cardboard in the rain,
dude. They
at 70
up
miles
so,
an hour.
Yeah, so soggy, man.
Yeah,
just like terrible.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those deals where the whole time I was driving the Tacoma there, I kept on looking in my rearview mirror to make sure that the boxes
didn't
weren't
have
cut.
Any pieces hanging off flapping in the wind.
Yeah, man, because I mean they were soggy by the time, and it was raining so hard. Like, just to put it in perspective, I mean, I was trying to get video of it, but I didn't want to take both my hands
Safe.
Or even one hand off the wheel. It was like that bad. And Grant had on his chase lights, and I seriously could not even see him in front of me.
Yeah,
like,
that's nuts.
Could not see
the power
the lights.
Of Baja Designs was not enough.
Yeah, it was nuts.
That says
man.
A lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
But yeah, so we did that, went and dropped off our giveaway stuff, and then we went to
a sweet little local food joint down there for dinner.
Super local.
Yeah.
Super local.
Yeah.
Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, Texas
Maybe
Roadhouse.
Y'all have heard of it.
Yeah. No franchises in Texas. They're all locally
Well,
owned.
That's the convenient thing about it, man. It's like you try to go to the one that's close to us, man. You better put your name on a wait list. So you go to the one in Texas.
Yeah.
Walk right in, sit you right down.
Right.
Like
very
sweet
normie.
Butter before you know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, so yeah, we did that. Texas Road. Oh, we got to tell. This is pretty funny. So we went into Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, oh I forgot about
dude.
It.
Dude,
this
girl,
is pretty
man.
Hilarious.
Little David Copperfield.
So,
by the way,
this...
our ambassador, Josh Bratcher, was with us. So
yeah.
We're four deep.
Yeah.
Four deep.
Feral Pig on Instagram if you haven't heard of him.
Yeah. Super small forerunner.
Yeah. But we go into going to Texas Roadhouse, and this girl's like, okay, follow me. So we start following her. Now, keep in mind, she's like maybe 4'11". And nothing against the people that are 4'11", but y'all are hard to follow, And like she's walking through Texas Roadhouse, which has like all those little walls,
little aisles, booths everywhere.
We completely lost this girl, like to the point where we're just walking around Texas Roadhouse,
dude, like trying to seat ourselves, like looking for her. I mean, looking for everybody and kind of asking people if they'd seen our girl,
Everybody's staring at us. We looked like zoo animals.
In the entire restaurant.
Yeah. Everybody's eating their dinner and they're just looking like, what are these four guys doing? They're all matching shirts. Like, what is going on?
And what was funny though, she just kind of came out of nowhere and was like, oh, I've been watching you guys look for me. Or
something.
Dude, she said,
I know,
she said
no,
thing.
I never left.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was wondering where y'all were going.
And I was like, bull crap, dude.
You were gone forever.
Houdini.
Yeah,
that was funny.
But no, that was a pretty funny story. What do we do after that?
Bowling, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Show Josh what was good.
No, I played probably the worst game I've ever played.
It was fun, right? Oil Bowl.
Which was
the weirdest name for a bowling alley maybe ever.
I mean, that was like the theme, though. It was like oil this, oil that.
Dude, Texas. Yeah. Texas tea.
Yeah. I mean, it is in like the oil district, I guess. That's probably not what they call it.
It's in the oil area of Texas.
So
yeah.
It makes sense.
Longview, Texas, though, had it going on. More than Gilmer.
I liked Longview. Yeah. I thought it was real cool, man.
A little vibe, a little downtown area.
Yeah.
Tiny ice creams.
Yeah.
Great Mexican food.
Sloshy milkshakes. You'll get the...
Yeah, J.O. was definitely disappointed in his milkshake. His 7-ounce, $7 milkshake.
Yeah.
It was... I mean, at that price and that ounce is like that many ounces, like... Yeah. Well, I don't blame him. He knows I would be disappointed too.
Dude, it may have been a half scoop of ice cream with an entire... We'll just say 1 ounce of ice cream, 6 ounces of milk.
I would have went like 3 ounces of milk, 3 ounces of water is what does it look, man?
It was bad. It was not great.
Well, you drank it in like 0.3 seconds, too. It was just gone.
I almost did it out of principle, you know, because I wanted to show him how small this milkshake is.
Yeah, I did not enjoy this for as long as I should have.
You're not going to hand a grown man.
I think he was heartbroken, man. I mean, we were also the guys that walked in 15 minutes till close and said, yeah, we want some ice cream.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it's an ice cream stand, right? He don't have to turn on the cooktop.
Yeah. You're just scooping.
Yeah.
No disrespect. You're just scooping though.
Yeah. But now we did that. And then
our
I'm
Airbnb,
trying to remember.
We had to talk about checking in our Airbnb, right?
Or was that
before? No, that was before we went to town.
That was before. So
that
was. We went and tried to drop off the stuff, then went to the Airbnb, then did our night stuff. But the Airbnb was kind of a hoot.
Dude, Steve was a good one. If you ever stay down there, he's kind of got a little compound going on. He's got the big house where he stays, him and the wife, and then he's got three smaller Airbnbs. I'm not sure. Ours wasn't a horse barn at one time. You know, the insulation up top screams chicken house to me. But
it wouldn't shock me if Steve is the slumlord of Gilmer.
Dude, he was definitely doing it. But, dude, first thing he does, right, walks over, man, is this where the party's at? You know, you're like, dude, this guy's about to be awesome. You know, he's going to have a good time.
Old
country boy, you know, we're gonna jive out just fine. And
then
he figures out all four of us are sleeping there. And, boy, that's when the issue started.
He's like, how many are sleeping here? Or how many are staying here? And we were like, all four.
Yeah.
He's like, only two have signed the waiver or signed up.
Only two, y'all.
It's like, okay, so what do we need to do, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, he went on to mention it, I kid you not, six more times, you know, as we, like, walked through the property. And he did, you know, we had to move. He's trying to drive tractors around, so we had to shuffle our trucks.
Yeah.
It was funny. He wanted us to park in his yard that is so soaked with rain. And we're in these heavy trucks, you know, and we're like, man, we didn't park there because we didn't want to rut your land up. You know, and he's like, oh, y'all got mud trucks. Y'all be fine. And I mean, by the time we left, I mean, dude, we had sunk in the earth.
Yeah.
Over there.
Yeah. 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 I mean, well, to me, the whole weird thing about the four people deal was like, at first when he was bringing it up, I was like, oh Lord, this dude's nickel and diming us, you know, money.
He squeezed two dudes.
Yeah. I don't even think he wanted money. He just wanted us to sign this waiver for whatever reason.
Maybe it looks good on his end to like host four guests or something.
Maybe,
you know, for his numbers. I don't
has
know.
To. I mean, trying he only get... has three beds, so it can't be a knock against it.
Maybe he's trying to get four reviews. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Josh Bratcher's, you know, slept on the couch first night, realized we do have a recliner the second night.
Dude.
Classic.
I felt so bad because it was like, Josh, like, you're our guest. Like, dude, you can totally sleep in this bed. Like, I'll sleep on the couch or we can even cuddle together. I don't care. Yeah. Like, I don't want you sleep because this couch.
Pull the hole.
This couch is literally 4 foot long. Like, I feel Josh is not a small person. Like, he's like 6 foot, you know, full size. And he's sleeping on this 4 foot couch, dude. I felt so bad.
After driving however many hours to get here.
Well, I don't know if he won or lost. I mean, the way you talked, like sleeping on that bed you had, like it was sleeping on the earth, man.
It was the hardest bed I've ever slept on.
It was also shoved in a closet.
Yeah.
It was also in a closet.
This was like a quote unquote Alaskan cottage. So it was like themed that way.
In Texas.
Makes total sense. The upstairs was J.O. and I's room, and it was just this like weird loft that like overlooked
super
the living
steep,
room.
Super steep, no handrail.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't pass code for sure. But
definitely not.
It was two full size beds at like an L, very strange like way they placed them. But J.O.'s head and bed was like in the closet, like a foot, 2 feet deep in the closet.
It was convenient.
Right, your clothes up right beside your ears.
Yeah, it was convenient, yeah. Dude. Yeah. Like very convenient for storage, you know?
So hilarious.
Yeah. It was, dude, that was interesting. The stairs. I forgot about the stairs.
Dude, I fell the first time coming down.
They were like the most dangerous stairs I've ever seen. The rise and the run was definitely not up to code.
No, they were like 8 inches deep. Like nothing.
Yeah, like nuts. And then, yeah, no handrail, which I thought was psychotic. I mean,
all carpet.
Yeah, like there was a time where I like almost tripped walking down the stairs. And if I would have fell, I would have fallen from the very top of the stairs. Yeah, dude.
You better not knock anything over.
Yeah, that was wild. But anyways, but no, and then, so yeah, after the Airbnb, we did that, and then we went to town, or no, we went to go try to drop off the stuff.
Yeah, we went to Jambo after the next morning, first thing, right?
Yeah.
Got in there
early. Yeah, next day, yep.
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah, got all our stuff dropped off. It was funny dragging it in there, because there's red dust everywhere on the stuff that's covered, and then where our boxes, where they're pushing them across the ground, it's like a snail trail of where they finally landed.
Waterlogged. Yeah. Giveaway prize. Here you go. Water included.
Well, and it's like, I don't even know if I necessarily told you guys this at the show, but like going to that Jambo show was cool. Like seeing that for the first time. It's like, you know, I've been to shows wherever you'll see a bunch of vehicles, but seeing nothing but Toyotas.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a stretch 200 series.
Yeah. That was cool.
That was
extended
nuts.
Stretch.
Yeah. I think I got a little video of it. I'll try to post it in here, but it was sweet.
And we'll have a full length YouTube video. So
I'm
editing it right now. And dude, I have like 3 hours of footage to go through. It's a lot, but it's already cool. So, no, it's
times.
Good. It's great.
Good times.
The people love it. It'd be good.
Yeah. So. But yeah, I mean, that was such a cool experience, you know, kind of pulling in there, seeing all those, the Toyotas just everywhere. Everyone's a good energy. You know, they're in the line too. Like the workers are just walking around, you know, talking to everyone.
Yeah, Bobby and them walking around. Jeremy, you know, coming through, meeting us and everything, you know, it's a long line to get into this place, you know. And, you know, the earlier you can get there, the better. It seems like most people will miss half a day. So it's like if you try and get there afternoon, it seems like the line's significantly longer. But, I mean, we shot right in, I thought.
Yeah. You know, No, got in there pretty quick. And then... basically just went to the booth and kind of hung out. That was the day Kelly Ray showed up the day after that.
That's what we jumped in with. We met with one of our local guys, David, you know,
Stroud. Yeah. We wanted to run some trail, get some content kind of early.
The lighting was perfect. The sun just
super cloudy. Yeah. It was perfect, you know? Yeah. So, and not a lot of people got there that first day. So we were able to kind of cruise in at a chill pace and get the content we needed before the trucks were all caked and everything.
Right. And I mean, it was still different. Still a lot of clay mud out there. I mean,
we
saw some people having some trouble going up some stuff, and then, you know, David had a little bit of trouble going up same stuff. You know, it's like, dude, that mud clay, it's like once it fills your tires and if you don't have enough momentum, man, you are.
Yeah.
MTs are a must out there, dude.
100%.
After the rain, for sure. You know, it's like, ATs, I'm sure, fine. I mean, it's got to be sticky when it's just not wet covered, but
they just pack too much. Yeah. But dude, David almost freaking flopped on his lid.
I could not believe
that.
Dude, he did. He, which I didn't see it. Who was down there? Was it Mo down there?
No, it was the same truck as me.
So I was in the middle with Josh. I was riding shotgun. And I look in the rearview mirror and I see David just like kind of, you know, chugging along. And then I see him like pitch his whole front up and like to the side. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I like yell on the radio, like, whoa, whoa, stop, stop.
Yeah.
Like, could not believe this. And he had like started climbing up the
bank. He was leaving the trail.
Yeah, making his own, doing a Josh Bratcher line. I swear.
Yeah.
Going up, dude. And like his passenger front tire was all the way on this bank, and his back left was on a, like pinned up against the bank. So he was like super wedged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I get the camera out because content, right?
Yeah. Why not?
Get it out, start snapping. And then, dude, it is like choo choo train, man.
White smoke, fog machine activated.
Low oil pressure, you know. These trucks do not like big angles because they can't suck enough fluid. But dude, I mean, that thing started smoking, and then we hear the
that ticking.
I mean, kind of freak out moment, you know.
I couldn't believe the motor didn't blow up, be honest with you.
I mean, that's the thing.
Toyota,
got
baby.
I know.
Got it level. The tick went away. The smoke went away.
Yeah, we got him right. But like the next 30, 45 minutes, like we looked behind. Like we knew where David was.
Yeah.
You know,
easy.
Smoke trail.
Dude, yeah. Clearing the mosquitoes.
Yeah. Right. Dude, yeah, I mean, seriously. Yeah, he did look like a freaking mosquito truck. So. Yeah.
No. Mosquito mod.
It did. Like that honestly, like really made me stoked to see that truck run as good as it did. Same. After. Because I mean, I thought his motor was smoked.
Yeah.
Hey, well, dude, he drove it around the rest of the weekend. Like that was day one classic, right?
Yeah.
It seemed like day one jitters, man. Everybody get out there and get silly with it.
Yeah. Which David wheels hard too, though, man. He really does. Like he beats on that Tacoma. I mean, at one time he may even still have it like this, but he had his entire interior stripped out because he got it stuck in there.
Right?
Yeah. It's like, dude, he has put this truck through some paces, man. Yeah. Like,
I think he got in a wreck too. Didn't he get like rear-ended or something?
No, he hit by a tree in Colorado.
Oh, you're right.
He told me.
Oh, that tree jumped out in front of him.
He got rear-ended by a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out of tree's fault.
Yeah.
No insurance on the tree, believe it or not.
Yeah, I would think
that
so.
That story a million times, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
No, but dude, there's like so many calibers of people at Jambo.
Yeah.
So you get like the buggy people that are just is that even a Toyota anymore?
I don't
know. You know, and then you get like the mild trail guys.
Right, it's like
the
FJ headlights. Make it a Toyota.
Right.
Yeah.
You get people that are like decently into it, you know, like can do some tough stuff. And then you get kind of newbies in there.
Yeah, which then, that's the cool part, right? It's like seeing that it's so inviting from everybody from what you just said, from like the buggies to, I mean, we saw so many stock rigs running around. It's
not even funny. Love that, man. I love that. Dude. Yeah, we could all coexist together. But there's also this group of people that like, they don't care. They show up to break things.
Yeah.
I will never be that kind of guy.
No, me neither.
But it's entertaining as hell to watch, right?
Like, yeah.
Well, you know what I just had a thought about? Huh. I still have not tried the rev limiter on my FJ.
Them Venezuelans.
Oh, boy.
Dude, right. We need to. So Grant and Mo were telling me before, you know, talking about calibers of people. Like, literally, the FJ is its own caliber
as
out there.
As advertised, too, right? Tons of FJs down there. Tons of good-looking FJs at that.
There really is. I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, like, you know, I'm pretty sure I've talked about it on this podcast before, but I'll just go ahead and like say it again. Like I own an FJ. I don't love them. Like, I generally think people build them terribly. They like just put on the worst stuff, but down there, dude, they put on the sickest stuff.
Yeah. They're like, that's like a limitation in mods. You know, it's like, I know we don't make stuff for them. You know,
that's true.
So it's like, I don't know if that's just kind of stuck with what you've got or.
Yeah.
It's also like, I don't know. I don't know if I should say this. It's like the closest thing to a Jeep. Am I going to get in trouble?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, I mean, that's fair. It's
right?
fair.
Yeah. Of the Toyota family,
it's very
right?
fair,
it's,
yeah.
It's kind of close.
Very true.
So, I mean, Jeep people can get kind of crazy.
Yeah, I know.
We've seen it.
Right.
You know, but it's like, dude, all these FJs out here were so cool because every single one of them were.
We've seen with like long travel, everybody's running tires three sizes too big.
Yeah.
Screw fenders,
you know, like
traps everywhere.
Steno snorks. I mean, traps.
Live on the rev limiter.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't use radios to communicate. They just.
I'm ready to go.
Seriously. Dude, we got to try it after this podcast. We got to go out there and start.
Hopefully it goes well because there won't be any more trying after that.
Well,
so.
Yeah. But it'll be. Dude, it was like one of those deals.
Either goes great or not great.
Yeah. It was one of those deals, like seeing those FJs out there, like really made me be like, dang, dude, maybe I do like
you like FJ. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Like maybe I'm proud to be an FJ owner now.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's definitely, they have that wild factor about them.
Yeah.
Like,
it did. I remember you saying that down there. You're like, dude, seeing all these FJs, it kind of makes me, you know, appreciate mine a little more, you know, seeing all these out.
Well, like the first time I heard one, like do the rev limiter that you're telling me about, I remember turning around and looking at Mo and being like,
dude,
oh
on
my
the
gosh.
Floor.
Like dude, I have
I was,
that.
Yeah. I was so stoked. So that's what I told him. I said, my goal by the end of the year is to figure out how to make my FJ sound like that. So.
I don't think it's figuring out. I think it's just big balls.
There was these two guys. I forget what company they were with, but they had two FJs that were, they were rowdy. Like they sounded like they had some kind of exhaust on them.
Oh, I'm sure they all have exhaust.
The black one that we went and talked to and he revved it, you know, standing in front of us.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't sound like what those other ones sounded like.
No, these sounded nuts. Like, which they were definitely manual, like for sure. I mean, you could just tell.
All-wheel drive. That's an all-wheel drive in the FJ world too.
Yeah. And they, I don't know, like they had something different about them. I mean, they sounded like, I don't want to say supercars. That sounds kind of crazy. But they didn't sound normal. It definitely had some type of exhaust. But
dude, speaking of rev limiters, Magnuson was there in a brand new third gen Tundra, just pegging the limiter on that new truck
nonstop. Living
like,
on
how are these trucks able to do that? Like,
I don't
know. Is that sustainable? I don't know.
Well, I looked it up online, of course, you know. And
right on.
I mean, of course, online tells you, like, it's not good to be on the rev limiter.
It limits, right? Like, it's supposed to, it's like a fail safe. If it wasn't there, it'd blow up.
Right. You know, right. So it's like not technically.
Too many RPM.
Yeah, it's like not technically good, but it definitely, like, seems like it'll hold up to it, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know really any other reason why.
Same, like,
do
they
though.
Wear out, you know, like, you can't wear them out. Do you just keep tapping on the end of it? Does it all
well, we know,
blows
like, the
up?
Old, like, 22 RE motors, you know, and those old pickups. Like, that's just normal life.
Dude, our guy lives, or the works right here, man. He's
He'll,
that thing will have just started, and that foot will be on the floor. Time for the motor to warm up.
I don't need
care.
All these cylinders.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, why? You know, shoot, rest of the three will work. So it's, dude, like, I don't know. Those are just really cool. And then I'm trying to think of, it seems like I saw another vehicle out there pretty prominent, but I'm trying to remember what it was, but they were like kind of a vibe.
They were all out there.
Yeah, I can't remember. I'm sure I remember the buggy guys were nuts.
I mean, Land Cruisers for days.
Land Cruisers, cool. And
tons of Land Cruisers.
70 series imports.
Just about anything.
Yeah.
I mean, all the Toyotas, like I said, Sena Stretch 200. Like, where
that
else do you see that?
Yeah. That 70 series, we saw the tan one with the brown. Oh, my God.
That was my favorite one to show.
Beautiful.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Either that or the 40 series that had the third gen Tacoma interior swap.
That was bad to the bone.
I know. And it's like,
that
I'm normally,
no expense.
I'm normally not an interior swap guy, but that one just made sense.
Well, I think
for
it was everything.
Reason.
I think it was like third gen drivetrain. Gen everything.
It's except, called like Taco Tuesday or something.
Yeah.
The whole truck build.
I think it was supercharged too, wasn't it?
Oh,
or something.
It was right there at the Magnuson booth.
Yeah.
Oh, that
proper.
Makes sense. Yeah.
It probably was, living on the rev limiter.
Yeah. That one was cool. Just all the vehicles out there, I mean, just are awesome.
One,
you'll
I mean,
see
Toyota
anything.
Has all their vehicles out. You know, it's like they have the Sequoia out, the Land Cruiser, the new 4Runner, the Tacomas. You know, it's like all the new Toyotas, you know, having them as a sponsor, bring out some of their rigs and put them through the paces is just rad.
Oh, dude, I can't forget to shout out this one, that lifted Tercel that was running around.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
oh,
the orange one. I think
so
it was
sick.
Like the most, one of the most loved rigs, man. I think it's like the more out of the ordinary it is, like same with the Helica, you know.
Yeah,
like,
one of one.
Same, like people just kind of like flock to it, love seeing something silly.
Yeah. Yeah. But now, and then, so after we kind of saw all the vehicles there, we ended up going out to that rock or whatever. And then, which was funny because I had never driven a Tacoma other than just on the road. So I wasn't used to like these really long hoods.
Mm-hmm.
I remember having the hardest time getting up onto that rock because like I just could not see it.
Yeah.
I had to use the front camera more than I've ever used. Well, my FJ don't have front camera, but. Like, I had to use it, and that thing's handy, man. Like, I kind of want to put a front camera on my vehicle now.
People say that. Like, people, you know, I think are all against it, you know, and but then it's like once people use it or try it, it's like, oh, I see the benefits of, like, what this is and how you can see out in front of the hood. You know, cresting a hill, seeing what's, you know, over the backside, like, that's handy.
Yeah, it is, man. Well, really, like, the biggest thing to me was, like, because on the camera, you can't really quite see the actual feature depth, if that makes sense. Like, you can just see that it's there.
Yeah.
But it's nice because you can see, essentially, when your tire hits it.
Yeah.
So.
What to expect.
Yeah, it's sweet. And then the power on that Tacoma. Like I was telling Mo and Grant about this, you know, after I got done driving it, man, it's just so steady. Like that hybrid motor, you don't have any of that. Like,
it's not jumpy or twitchy. It's just smooth all the way through.
It's like driving best way I've heard someone describe it is it's like driving an RC car, you know, like you can just get it very, very smooth, you know, kind of deal. And then once the hybrid motor turns off, then the turbo turns on. So then it's just like still continuous power, you know, smooth.
Yeah.
That thing, I have never felt more control like over vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was cool too, because so he's talking about our new fourth gen shop truck, by the way, the Tacoma. So it had a bunch of prototype parts on it. And at the time, like getting there, we had like, 1,000 miles on it, something like that.
Yeah.
So it had our new proto front bumper that was all raw and everything, like still very proto. a bed rack, roof rack, stuff like that. No sliders, no skids, which no. we'll get into later, which yeah. was, you're going to want to listen to the whole episode because it gets nuts. Gnarly.
It was fun.
But yeah, I mean, I was impressed with the trails we did do with it, like how just even the throttle was, like you said, and just how like those 37-inch tires just ate everything, man. It's so smooth, like watching that truck compared to others.
Yeah, yeah. It really,
and you know, driver skill helps. You know,
I mean,
that kind of stuff is definitely handy. I mean, Jake bounced that one up like it was a damn tennis ball,
dude.
you know, I was like, dang, brother,
dude,
like, let's go, man.
Droop tuck. I haven't seen someone wheel like that since Thomas Ryan's blew up the diff.
Joe Kelly wheels like that. He's saying, man, that younger generation. I mean, I tell him every time, Judd knows it, man. Don't kill this next Toyota, please, brother.
Yeah.
Like you're like our number one corporate. I got to watch out for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when Mo was saying Jake, so that's Jake from Cali Race. So we went out and wheeled with Cali Race. And it was a ton of fun, but it was a wild experience. I'll let you guys kind of start in on it, and then because I mean I'm telling you, dude, it's like Mo tells it the funniest in my opinion.
Well, dude, it is nuts. They I mean it was what I mean we'd run a trail with them just before nightfall, you know, which was awesome. It was a great trail, great for the trucks, nothing hard, you know.
That was a three-star, right?
Challenging. Yeah, a three-star trail.
Yeah,
you know, oh man, I can't remember what they call a hill, but that's where we were, if y'all are familiar with the area. And then we go back to camp or back to our booth and stuff and hang out and talk to some vendors, and then that time's over and they're like, well, let's go run another. And we're like, okay, what's the trail look like and everything? And Jake's words were, well, it's equivalent to what we just did, you know, because we don't have any kind of armor on the truck or anything. And dude, we pull up to the trail side and I noticed, well, there's one more star on here. It's not a three-star anymore. It's a four-star, and it's a five-star park, you know? So now we're starting to get up there. And I mean, the first, I guess, like move, you know, gatekeeper move, I guess what you call it, you know, is like this super, super steep drop, you know, like Grant will have the video. It's not going to look steep. It is so steep.
Yeah.
And we watched Jake and them go down it, and our buddy Josh Bratcher goes down it, and we decide, man, it's like, we're going to keep our Tacoma up here. And no shit, man, by the time we get to the bottom of the hill and get to these other trucks, Jake has snapped the CV in his fourth gen.
Yeah.
You know, the Cali Race fourth gen.
And so, real quick, I don't want to interrupt you guys, but there's going to be a little suspense. We're going to drop on our discount code real quick.
Let's do it.
Also, our video is about to run out, so discount. We got to restart it. All right. We're going to start now.
The discount is, all right, we're back. Joe just got done taking a huge shit, but
he is full of crap. That is not what happened.
No, you were full of crap. No, you're not.
No, dude. We're back. We're just messing with these cameras. We're trying to make these things better for y'all. And so a lot of that's our learning process that y'all have to bear with. But yeah. We realized cameras, man, or at least the Sonys, we'll only shoot for 29 minutes. So that's kind of why we had that little break. But I think JO is about to sprinkle in a discount code, save y'all some money. So,
yep, absolutely. It's in there now. So, I guess.
We left them in suspense.
I forgot we're not doing a discount code because normally I'll record it and then put it in. But I guess we'll just do it live. Guys, we are super professional.
Real
Jambo,
life.
So it's going to be Jambo 15. So it's all caps, Jambo 15. And that'll get you 15% off plus free shipping and powder coat.
And we've got a lot of stuff in stock too. So if y'all are hunting, looking for anything, you know, a lot of our Tacoma products are in stock. So 4Runner, same way. Tundra stuff's about the only thing we're waiting on. And by the time this comes out, it shouldn't be much longer for it either.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so back to the crazy trail story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jake, so, man, we're walking down there. And keep in mind, this is Jake's, like, second time out wheeling, you know? Like, it's like he's ran trails and stuff, you know, but, like, this is kind of, like I said, I mean, dude, 4-star's equivalent.
Well, what kind of got him in trouble is that 3-star. I mean, he went buck wild on that 3-star,
dude,
right?
He had a heck of a time.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was amazing. We all had a great time. Like, the energy level for everybody was through the roof, right?
Yeah.
And so, of course, when he means equivalent, he's just like, nah, we'll do one step hard. I'm going to slide this in, right? Like, we'll do this next trail.
Well, I remember, dude, it was really funny because the way he worded it, he goes, hey, guys, do you want to do this trail? He said it's a little bit harder. And we were like, dude, we don't have our sliders on this truck.
Yeah, no armor.
Like, we don't have any skids, no rear bumper, nothing. And he goes, well, it's equivalent.
Yeah, let me backpedal.
Yeah. And we were like,
crawfish on quit.
Okay. So,
not the same.
No.
Yeah. Well, it was funny too, because I think before we even got, when we got to the trail, we asked the guy that was guiding it. We were like, hey, dude, how is this trail? He goes, I don't know.
Like, his exact words. And we had to winch him backwards. Yeah. He started going down the wrong way.
Got nuts.
Yeah. And dude, I'm telling you, like, it was just wild. It was so much fun though, man. Yeah. I'm super glad, no offense, Cali Race, but I was very glad it was y'all's truck and not our truck stuck. But,
yeah. Dude. I feel like we made a good judgment call.
Yeah, absolutely. Not going down I knew it, man.
Yeah. Not to say we wouldn't one day, but.
Put some armor on it, right?
Gotta get some stuff on it. Well, when I saw him literally get on three wheels nosing down like on a hill, I knew it was no business for us that day, especially not in a truck that I don't own. So. Right.
But we started this trail at like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So it was dark. It was late. You know, definitely all the lights on. Yeah. And we hear this over the radio, or probably not even over the radio.
Not even
over
the radio. It was so loud. By the time I got to Josh's truck, I jumped in his truck. And we pulled forward 20 feet, and I jumped back out of his truck. We were caught up with Cali Rays, and everybody was looking at all the shiny bits on the earth.
Yeah. Yeah. Snap City, man. It did not look awesome.
Did not impressed with whatever move he was trying to pull. I hate that we missed it. It must have been awesome.
Yeah. Right.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, and watching him wheel, though, like the way he was like, you know, because how it is, like usually you'll have two type of people when you go wheeling for the first time. You either have people that are terrified to hit the throttle, or you have people that hit the throttle as hard as they can and just use momentum.
Dude,
you
right?
know, it's like
gas is your friend.
Yeah, and he was the momentum type, which is awesome. But I remember watching him, I was like, dude, I will be shocked if nothing breaks on this trip.
Same,
you know?
Man. Same.
And it did. So.
Yeah. Right. He broke, and then what we had to do was, there's no way we were going to go through the rest of the trail because we were only a few hundred feet in.
Seriously, not far.
Yeah. So Abe with Cali Rays was with us too in his 4Runner. So we turned him around, and we turned
Josh around
in his 4Runner. Got them both up. Like we stacked rocks and were able to go back up the way we came, which I was impressed with both of those drives. Like both those dudes crushed going up there.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, that was awesome. I thought we'd for sure have to pull cable, but and then we got Jake in the fourth gen turned around. So that truck is an SR5.
Yeah.
So no locker. And then what happened was, I don't know if it's because of CV or what the deal was, but it was in limp mode.
Mm-hmm.
So every time, they had changed drivers too.
Yeah.
Abe was like, Jake, I'm going to drive.
B team out, A team in.
So Abe gets in, and I think he's just like goosing the crap out of this throttle, but he's like, dude, I'm barely touching it. It's just wanting to spin.
Yeah.
So he's doing burnouts and can't help it. You know, trying to get back up to where we can winch him. And then we finally we rock pack him where we can, you know, and dude, I don't know if this is like we were just like the backwoods guys, we're like in
wavelength, man.
Dude, on the same page, man. All four of us like independently jumped on the tools, on the winch, you know, we got all the recovery stuff out and just like started making it happen. You know?
Dude, I mean same. Like I knew we were gonna have to shackle off some trees to get straighter pulls and not just be pulling into the earth.
Yeah.
Set that up super quick, you know, Josh. Had his 4Runner at the top, so we're pulling from it. You know, bumper held up great. You know,
yeah. I mean, Matt's off-road recovery videos coming in clutch, right?
Yeah,
all that after-hours studying.
Those do help a lot.
Yeah, man.
Right,
they really do.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He goes bananas, but I mean, it was sweet, man. You know, like I was super stoked. That was by far my best time. I do hate that it came at the expense of them boys. But,
yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's the thing is they were all good sports about it. They know that shit happens. You're out banging these rigs. And wearing on them, you know, it's like, man, you know, they're not just, you know, bulletproof. You know, mm-hmm. It's like you run the risk of that every time you're out. So, I mean, all you can ask for is to have a group like what we were, provide help, let them know. It's like, dude, we're going to get y'all to the top of this hill. You know, like, don't sweat where you're at right now. You know, like, well, you'll be at the top by the end of the night. And seriously, that thing pulled out in like an hour, and to pull it up this steep hill. I was beyond impressed, you know, with everything, with how all the equipment held up, Factor 55 stuff crushed.
Oh yeah.
We used some kind of winch rope fairlead. I don't know whose that was, but also crushed.
Yeah.
Also, I want to say too, like technically Cali Rays is a competitor of ours. I'm so sick of this bullcrap stuff of some companies like, oh, we can't, you know, hang out with you guys because we're, you know, yeah. It's like, dude, we're in the same thing. We enjoy the same things.
We just live in a different spot.
We don't
spot.
Care, man.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, dude, if we lived in Texas, maybe we worked at Cali Rays. Dude, we live in Colorado. Maybe we work at Sherpa. You know, it's like Alex, yeah. All them guys over there, they're always same, hospitable to us. We extend the same to them. It's like, it's not this like dogfight going on behind the scenes where us companies, you know, just can't stand the side of each other. You know, that's the funny part is you know, we're a traveling circus with these shows, you know, so it's like, man, we'll show up in a different town, different state, man, and it's a lot of the same characters when you start setting up and looking around. And so, you know, it's like you can either walk around pissed off, man, or you can make friends with folks and stuff like that. And I've always found the second one to be much easier to do than the first.
Yeah.
And same, you know, it's like we get along great with those guys, you know, along with a handful of other people that we meet out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's weird. I think a lot of people, like Grant was saying, like think that like all these companies like don't. That we don't like each other. And it's like, they would probably laugh if they knew like how much we talk to these other companies and like hang out at shows. Yeah. And
we
like,
will recommend other products that we don't make from other companies, like to our customers.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
Why would we not? Like,
oh, when we met RCI in Colorado, we told them how many times we'd recommended our Forerunner or their Forerunner skids to go with our bumper. Yeah. And they were like, it's y'all, you're the guys. We're like, yeah. It's us, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all end users. We have to piece our stuff together. Like, what's the difference?
Yeah, save somebody a hassle. Like, we know what works best, man. Recommend that. I'm not trying to, like, add work to anybody.
Yeah, our goal is to for you guys to have fun and have the least amount of issues as possible and it work the most efficient way. And if our stuff doesn't check the box, someone else
will.
Call
us, man. We may know what you're looking for. Like I said, we've been doing this for a minute, not forever, but... I don't know, when you're in it, it feels like you've been looking at everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. It does. But yeah, so
we got out of there, what, 11?
Yeah.
11 and maybe
after probably that. Just a little after 11. Because I think, you know, I think we ended up leaving there maybe just before midnight. Dude, I was so stoked, man. We came back to the Airbnb, man. We just talked about it till 2 in the morning. Like,
yeah.
Talk about recovery stuff and how much fun that is. You know, it's always, you hate that it's always this way, but it's always like the stuff that's the worst that makes the most memorable trips.
Exactly.
You know, and this is one of those things, you know, it's like, I don't know if I'll ever forget, you know, pulling them boys out of that valley down in Texas. You know, like I said, it was that epic of a time to work with those guys and everything like that. And for it to be a success, you know, it's like, dude, that takes teamwork, you know, to pull a truck from the bottom of a valley to the top of it and do it safely. Nothing was snapped. Nobody was hurt.
Yeah.
No other shit was broke. You know, it's like everything worked like you want it to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Truck was in great shape when I got off the trail, really. I mean, other than the CV, of course, everything looked good.
Yeah. Drove it back to camp.
Yeah.
You know, two-wheel drive life. And, you know, one of their engineers, I mean, he was super thankful for us the next day, you know, grateful that we were there to help and everything. And I just told him, it's like, man, if the shoe was on the other foot, I know y'all do the same, you know?
Yeah,
right.
We hope to never find that out, but I got to believe that they would. Like I said, Jake, you know, Abe, all them guys over there, they just really, like I said, they're a great group.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
So I think we should talk about a few more things before we wrap it up.
Yeah.
So the TRD Pro Tacoma Rad.
Absolutely.
We need to talk about Blind Man's Bluff and the Stampede.
Yeah,
I mean,
those were fun. Both of them were great. The Toyota thing, that one was cool. I mean, something new for this year, right? So it's like they've always had this race course that they build for Blind Man's Bluff and everything. So it's like to see Toyota kind of help with the building of the race course, you could kind of tell they helped. The jumps are smooth now, and it's not just piles of dirt in the road. But I mean, I thought that Tacoma ride was the most badass thing.
It was incredible. Like,
so yeah, you so basically fast. Sign up and you get to do a ride along in a bone stock TRD Pro Tacoma with a professional Baja racer.
Yeah, like this is probably like a stroll on the beach for him. He probably thinks we're a bunch of Nancy boys that this ain't even anything.
And he's out there pegging this truck, you know, hours on hours, day after day, and they're replacing tires and like that's it.
Yeah.
But I just, for me, I mean, you guys can do your perspective, but like riding in this thing, I thought it was just going to explode. Because like, I couldn't fathom that a truck could take this much abuse. I mean, he was
not a stock truck, right. not a stock truck. Like this is straight from the showroom.
Yeah,
this is how you'd buy it. Like this isn't like freshen up the shocks or, you know, anything in the rear. You know, it's like, dude, you buy it, you can go fly it.
I mean, we were literally jumping in the air. and smashing rocks, doing burnouts.
Hitting drifts at like 60, you know? I mean, seriously, like...
It's weird to ride in a truck that is going towards a jump and you never hit the brakes. Like, to me, you know, like, that's almost how you start. And to me, I'm like, dang, dude, like, are we going to, like, slow down? No, no. And you realize, like... Dude, he never lifted a toe off that damn gas pedal.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I mean, we was gone.
It was, dude, it felt wild. I mean, seriously, like, it. I was telling them, we were going so fast in that truck, I was trying to keep my hand out the window with my phone.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep my hand stable enough and not hit the record button on the side. So, like, my clip was maybe 5 seconds long because it, I mean, it was just so, I don't want to say violent because it was, like, very smooth, but it was just... thrashy, dude. Like, it was nuts.
Not as violent as you'd think for what was happening, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't know. And we're in the back seat, so we have like shocks in our knees and we're flying around in this damn thing. And it's same, I'd, you know, if he showed up right now, I'd swing my mic out of the way and I'd say, let's go.
Yeah.
I would jump in the back seat of that truck all day long.
The shock seats now make sense now that I've
if you drive it like that,
if you're doing that, you know.
But if I had that truck and drove it half as hard, I would be impressed that it held together.
Well, that's the thing is, like, man, it's like inspires confidence, right? Because you know if you were to ever purchase one of those, you're not going to drive it as hard as what he just did for 3 days. And then, I mean, he changed the tires on it, seriously. And, I mean, I'm a full-size kid. J.O. was in the truck with me, the guy up front. He's full-size, you know, and the Baja guy, he's pretty, you know, like a horse jockey, man. He's ready to rip. But he... dude, I mean, he just did not care. I mean, I kept thinking, there's no way these tires are going to hold the beat of these wheels whipping this truck like that on dirt. And all he did was get me to the end with all tires still having air in them. Yeah. So I was mistaken.
Yeah, if you guys go to an event and they have that going on, like, don't skip it. Make sure you do it.
Do not skip.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure you do
I had a similar experience with when I went to Daytona with Zach Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I got to ride in the GR Corolla.
Oh.
With, no, I'm sorry. The Camry, the TRD Camry.
Oh, man.
And they had a driver in there just as nuts, man. Like, we were like,
that's the cool thing is when you have somebody who knows what they're doing. Like, it's like we could all jump in the truck and give her the beans, but you want somebody who knows when to let off the beans and start braking and get you home safe. That's we were saying it after we rode. You know, it's like, I can't believe Toyota's out of here. All windows down on this truck, people's arms hanging out the side of this car, not a worry in the world. They know it's not going to roll.
Yeah.
All these things like safety.
Well, we did sign a lot of waivers.
Yeah. I guess they just, are like, yep, you signed a waiver. You know, you're good. I mean, but it shocked me, dude. I mean, they're out there jumping with four people in the vehicle with the windows down. Yeah, like, I know that doesn't sound crazy, but it's...
Britney Spears playing.
Britney was banging.
Yeah, Britney Spears was playing.
Which was weird. Like I said, for something so awesome to be happening, and Britney, you drive me crazy to be playing on the radio. Yeah. You're like...
When I went, we were playing Linkin Park, so that checked out.
You got a little better tunes.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Linkin Park, you know, but Britney fit the bill.
I was saying, you drive me crazy, man. I was like, dude, this is pretty accurate, man. Yeah. He's crushing, and this truck's crushing. I mean, that was, like you said, for something free to do that you can do over and over if you want. I mean, treat this thing like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, they'd run it until I forget, sometime in the afternoon. They'd kind of knock it off, I guess, when all those other events were starting, like the Blind Man's Bluff, Stampede, and the Rock Crawl and stuff. Yeah. They kind of didn't want to conflict with that. But, I mean, it was good.
Tell them what Blind Man's Bluff is.
All right. So Blind Man's Bluff, I saw it for my first time. Feel like I definitely saw a great example.
Right.
So Blind Man's Bluff is, in my opinion, like the last event I would be doing there. You know? Like, they literally put a blindfold on you, put you in the driver's seat, and your passenger tells you where to go on this track. Yep. And it's not a wide open track. It's between trees and jumps and everything else. And they're also not in Gambler 500 cars. They're in like $50,000 cars.
It's whatever vehicle you want.
LC 250 is, I mean, they're brand new.
Yeah.
It's brand not new like Lankers, you can buy an 87 LC 250.
And you're timed, right? So obviously best time around this track wins. So obviously you got to keep up and go fast.
And when we're walking up, I mean, my very first experience of seeing Blind Man's Bluff is a dude slammed into a tree.
Yep. In a truck.
Hit him with the best part.
Wasn't even driving.
Yeah.
It wasn't his.
Yeah. He did not own the truck and he wrecked it.
Yeah.
What did he bust the, Lower ball joint.
Lower ball joint just gone, man. Like the tire was just dangling.
I mean, tree also banged up.
Yeah, slammed into a tree. Just like, dude, that. I mean, I have obviously we have no idea.
But
like,
it's fun. I forget who crushed it. There was one couple that like. I don't know. Like, they absolutely crushed it. And really, it's like, it's not like they have you do a lot. You know, it's like you have to do a figure eight. It's like you got to go straight, and then you got to make this kind of long sweeping left turn and then straight back down the other way. And that's your finish line. So it's not this long course, but that first left turn, really the only turn,
yeah,
is dang tricky, man. Cause I mean, you got to watch, the crowd has to watch out and stuff. And I think I watched a video from in the cab of that guy who wrecked his Tacoma, and the guy who is the spotter is screaming to go passenger.
Yeah, he is. And that passenger. Guy, and passenger.
The guy, he goes driver the whole time, and then when he hits the tree, the spotter goes, "I'm the other passenger," yeah, you know, because he would not quit, you know. And like, oh, man, what are you supposed to do as the spotter, right? Like, you see what's happening, and you're telling him.
He gave him good instruction. Yeah. He did his job.
Yeah.
And this guy says, "Nah, I know the way. Trust right. my heart.
I have the force. Yeah. I know more than you."
Shh. I got you. You just ride along. I mean, that was nuts, but I mean, that one's super cool.
All right, guys, we're back. Sorry, more camera issues.
Sorry.
Ran out of memory space on one camera, so.
We'll figure it out one day.
Yeah, it's a work in progress, but.
I think we need to backtrack and start talking about the rock garden.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's about where we were when we left off, and yeah, hard to say, but I mean, it was different this year because they had run it backwards than the previous years past. So the layout was different for the drivers, I'm sure. And then always cool to see like what shows up. You know, I think they had that, you know, anything from a Camry to a 4Runner that I'd swear had a lowering kit on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The father daughter combo every year is
so cool.
They're
the best, right? Like,
so cool.
I was saying, it's like, man, they started that Sequoia Blind Man's Bluff. We saw them there the last couple years, and now she's got her own RAV4. So it's like, she's starting to do her own thing, man.
Well, she had the RAV4 last year.
Did she? Yeah. I thought it was the Sequoia.
No, I remember that.
That's awesome.
There was somebody in the Bone Stock Sequoia that got boogered up pretty good last year.
Yeah.
But to see that same like father daughter come out. So they have a spotter. Well, you can have a spotter if you want to run alongside you with the rock garden.
Yeah.
And his daughter was driving this little RAV4, and you know, she's just kind of making her way and you know, doesn't want to push it too hard. And
when
she feels drove it there, right?
Yeah, right. When she feels uncomfortable, they back it off, and that's, you know, what they did, and I love that.
Yeah.
Dude, we saw some funny spotters, or a funny spotter.
Oh, my gosh, right? That the guys, man,
not spotting
with the Land Cruiser, I mean, this guy got up on the rocks, and his spotter just seriously put his back to the car, started walking towards the end, just hand in the air. Finish lines this way.
Like, no left or right. Yeah. Just straight. It's like, cool,
keep
man.
Coming.
Yeah.
Glad he added value that way.
Dude, yeah. I would not be stoked if you guys did that to me. Dude, get me out on that garden and be like, well,
no,
you're on your own.
I'll get you right.
No, I know.
He crushed. He absolutely crushed. I mean, the 80, he didn't bang anything. So it's like he knew what he was doing. Once you get up over that top spot, I'll just get out of your way.
Maybe it was just for giggles. Maybe
I'll tell
he
you,
knew.
Grant's a good spotter, man. He really is. Like, he spotted me up going to those trails that weekend. And
well, good driver too. So.
I saw some good hand signals. Colorado hand signals in there.
Yes, he did like the little
Colorado hand signals, man. You gotta give props out west, man.
I liked it, man. It was good. It was
wait till you do it on Black Bear. You're like, holy shit, this guy is crushing.
Yeah. I've never like had, I guess, like a trained spotter in my life before until we went to the Rocky Mountain Toyota Roundup, Mo and I. And dude, I forget his name, man. He's just such a legend. But like had these like neon mechanics gloves out there. And he literally sat on Black Bear on the hardest part and just guided people all day. Anybody. Didn't matter if they were with us or not.
Yeah.
He's just out there like, you know when your tires are going to drop. You know when it's going to come up. You know exactly how much to turn. Like, so awesome. Man.
I can't wait to experience that this year. Hopefully he's there.
Yeah.
It'll be good. Well, guys, we're going to wrap this one up. Seriously, we don't know how much space we've got going. To the folks we met at Jambo, John, Vanessa, Henry, all you folks that come up and say you enjoy listening to this, seriously, thank you all so much.
Yeah.
Henry, your Max Tracks keychains, Grant, dude. Myself, J.O., we're all loving them there to our backpacks. So they come with us kind of everywhere, a little piece of y'all. And seriously, we can't say how much we appreciate that. We're couple dudes that don't know what we're doing. We've got Grant here.
Yeah.
He's in the same boat. Outsider, so, like, but, seriously, the words y'all give us keep us going. I said, it's cool to hear some of the people around the United States that we've run into listen to us. So it's super humbling.
Yeah.
If y'all ever have a topic or something, you know, that you think we should talk about, reach out to us. You know, we love talking about shows, stuff around Arkansas, what we love getting into, you know, but we've kind of, you know, I'm not young, so I kind of talk about anything and everything, man. If y'all ever have a topic, send it our way.
Yeah, please do. And yeah, I know Henry, or I know Mo already said it, but Henry, seriously, thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
That keychain really meant a lot to me.
For sure.
So yeah, thank you, dude. And hey, Henry, you have by also a really awesome dad, by the way.
He's
I gotta
cool.
say the story real quick. The reason we originally met Henry was because his dad reached out to Mo and I through email and was like, hey, I just got my son this 4Runner. He has y'all's roof rack. He is now obsessed with Backwoods. Do you guys have any type of like swag you can send us? And we love that.
Dude, we love that. That was the other cool thing. Last thing, you know, same. Other than meeting the people that listen to us, was seeing the people with our product, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We missed y'all at the show. You know, we were, as soon as we'd see Backwoods product, man, we'd try and get y'all a shirt, hat, sticker, patch, whatever we have. And like I said, man, that's seriously just a token of our appreciation. Like, we can't do what we do without y'all. So it's so cool to see y'all out in the wild, see so many of y'all at Jamboree at Barnwell Mountain using the rigs as intended, you know. So love seeing that. We'll be in Bentonville for
Bentonville
Memorial
Bike
Day
Fest.
Weekend, Bentonville Bike Fest. And I think our next show after that is out in California around the 21st of June. And same, if y'all are close to any one of those shows, we'll have the trucks out. Come through, see some of the new products. You know, we'll have the 4th Gen Tacoma starting to make its way. But, dude, I know I've got this rambling, but seriously, love y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Until the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks. Later.
Oh, check us out. BackwoodsAdventureMods.com, Instagram, Backwoods Adventure Mods, and YouTube is also Backwoods Adventure Mods. Peace.
Later.